Well, this is Community Development Block Grant Week here in Quincy and across the country, as a matter of fact, but we're going to learn about what's happening here in Quincy for this particular week that's been going on for quite a long time now, from the Director of Planning and Community Development, Sean Glennon, and also the lead program manager for the City of Quincy, Jane Berry, is joining us. So welcome. Happy CD Week.
Happy CD Week, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Sean, as I mentioned, this has been going on for just a few years now, right?
Almost 50.
I was thinking about this, actually. There are many things in Quincy that are steeped in tradition, right? There's the Christmas parade, Flag Day parade, there's Thanksgiving football. But 50 years for CD Week is right up there.
It really is. So CDBG turns 50 in a couple of years, and we're planning a pretty big celebration nationwide for that. In fact, not to skip ahead, but President Joe Biden was then Senator Joe Biden when he attended the signing of the bill that created the CDBG program back in the 70s.
There you go.
Okay. With President Ford. And so we're hoping to maybe have him do some sort of video tribute for that program.
Or maybe an in-person tribute. Who knows?
We'll take it. it goes to show you the history of the program. And, we consider ourselves stewards of the program.
Right.
We can, trying to continue the legacy of those that came before us. And it's really an honor to be continuing the celebration.
For folks who don't know, I always like to start with just a little overview. What is Community Development Block Grants?
So the CDBG program, like I said, it's almost 50 years old now. Yeah. It's a program that over the past few years has provided $1.7 million to the city. That figure has fluctuated over the years, depending on how many communities receive the funding, what the federal allocation is, but roughly in that ballpark. And we use it for a wide variety of programs: community center support, food pantry programs, street and sidewalk repair, economic development, housing rehab, which is something that Jane can speak to, and the list really just goes on and on. It's a very flexible program, and so there's almost no limit to what we can do. The problem is how much money we have every year. So that's really where things get tricky, because the amount of proposals we get always outweigh the
funds that you get.
So it's very difficult to make that decision every year and who gets what.
I bet.
But we're certainly happy to have the funding and do the best we can with the money we have.
Yep. So it's federal grants, so you don't have to pay them back. It's grants to the city.
That's
based
correct.
On population, right?
Population, quality of housing stock, age of housing stock. There's a formula that HUD uses to determine the funding.
Okay.
They run two formulas. They give us the higher of the two, and then tell us what the allocation is. We go through an RFP process with local nonprofits and even internal city departments, mm-hmm. DPW, sometimes the health department, Council on Aging. Mm-hmm. We receive proposals for them, and then just go through them all and see what we can do.
Yeah. Now, remember in the 2020 federal census, there was a very strong push to get an accurate number to push the city up over 100,000 population. That happened. Did that impact the funding?
We believe it helped us this year. We know it helped us because the population does impact the formula. And
right.
So the more people, that certainly makes a difference. But it's interesting because if communities grow at a faster pace than others, it actually counts against you because they consider that a benefit, that if there's that much of an influx in population, mm-hmm. people want to go there. It usually is a sign of a strong economy, a very strong community. And so sometimes that can actually hurt communities. And sometimes when they file appeals to HUD, they end up having a lower allocation because of that.
Okay.
Now, in our case, again, because they run the two formulas, the population helped us because depending on how it comes out, you get the higher of the two anyway, so it did work out. In fact, our allocation is a few hundred dollars higher than it was last year, which is great because I've spoken to people in other communities nearby, and they received significant reductions.
Really?
Because the population, didn't keep up and for other reasons. And so, we're happy to see that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Over the years, so again, we're talking almost 50 years, the number of CDBG recipient communities has increased from 600 to 1,200, but the federal allocation has only increased by about 50%.
Yeah, we've talked about this
before. So, exactly. So there are more communities sharing roughly the same pie.
Piece of pie, right. Yeah.
And so to receive any increase is really a testament to the impact that the city, has in running this program.
And like we've talked about before, not all communities have a person like you. overseeing this program, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and really advocating for the city as best as possible.
Well, I appreciate that. It's definitely a team effort. Right. You know, to have folks like Jane and, you know, Melissa Pond, who's usually with me in this. Melissa helps coordinate the CD Week calendar every year. Melissa also helps with the national CD Week toolkit. So she's very involved both at the regional and national level. And so it's you know, folks like them and the whole team that we have that really pulls it all together.
Yeah. So what is the city doing this week for CD Week in 2023, Sean?
So we are highlighting programs. So far we started at the Housenet Community Center. Cynthia Lewis down there does a great job.
Yes, she does.
You know, with not just senior programs, but children's programs and multi-generational programs, which is wonderful, too, to have both sides of it. I think, you know, the seniors benefit from that. The kids benefit from that, you know, telling each other stories and experiences. And it's just it's wonderful for the seniors to have some of the energy of the kids
and
the kids, you know, getting some of the wisdom of the seniors. And I love those programs. So there was a senior luncheon, after school hat decorating on Monday. Yesterday was at the parent-child play group. And then today at the Walson Senior Center, we have a cultural dance class, a senior lunch back at the Housenet Community Center. Mm-hmm. And this afternoon, Mayor Koch will be reading a story to the kids at the Quincy After School Child Care Program at Lincoln Hancock School. So that will be great. Really looking forward to his involvement.
Nice, yeah. These are just events to just kind of highlight, you know, what the week means, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're open to the public. They're programs that a lot of these places are running anyway.
Yes.
But these are programs that are funded with CDBG. And again, just highlighting that these are available year-long.
Right.
And encouraging people that don't know about them to come and enjoy and participate.
And they wouldn't happen without these grants.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Friday is really the main event.
Yep.
We always try to do one event with the mayor and Congressman Lynch if we're able to. So this year, this Friday at 11 a.m., it will be the unveiling of a new radiology suite at the Manatee Community Health Center in North Quincy. Mm-hmm. And when I say new, I mean first ever. They've never had radiology.
It's incredible.
They've never had this type of urgent care, you know, opportunity for folks. And there's both radiology in the terms of being able to scan for, you know, broken limbs, mm-hmm. but there's also going to be a mammography machine as well, which is really important for...
Super for their clients, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. To be able to offer mammography for, you know, Quincy residents and folks in the greater Quincy area is... I just can't stress enough, you know, how impactful that is, how mm-hmm. important it mm-hmm. is, and how, you know... really privileged we feel to have been able to play a role in providing this opportunity for patients.
Early detection is the best form of prevention for breast cancer, so and the best way to detect it is through a mammogram, right?
No doubt about it. My mom went through that herself, and she is a breast cancer survivor. Her diagnosis was in 2003. Sadly, she just passed away this past January, but that's 20 years, and it's because of early detection that she did not die from breast cancer. She survived it and went on to live, you know, pretty long and great life.
So because of the center, there'll be more stories like that.
Exactly.
For sure.
That's
how much funding did the center get for that?
We put in $500,000 in CDBG funding. And that paid for the construction, and then the equipment came through, I believe it was Boston Medical Center. They received some federal grant money for that, sort of in matching funds, and then they'll be working with Boston Medical Center to provide the staff support.
I think it's already up and running, actually, right? This is just kind of their formal dedication.
Not quite yet, but it's ready to go.
Yeah,
but they're working on some of the staff issues and making sure that you know, they're ready to go for the formal ribbon cutting, which will hopefully be happening soon.
Okay, and I'm sure they'll be in contact with their patients to let them know.
Absolutely,
we've got this. Get in here and get it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. What time is that?
That's 11 o'clock this Friday.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a public event because we're still in the state of emergency through the Commonwealth.
That
won't
expire
until next month, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And because it's a medical facility, they're still taking the proper precautions.
Absolutely.
So we do think we'll probably be outside, but just want to limit sort of any exposure. So kind of keeping that to a small, short speaking program, but certainly we'll have hopefully some coverage for that through our local partners.
Of course.
and let's get the word out to the community.
That it's there,
that can watch that.
That the service is available, yeah.
Right.
Okay, anything else?
Well, and then also on Friday afternoon, there'll be an Elvis impersonator at the Kennedy Center.
Really?
Which is kind of the first time we've had something like that to highlight, but different end of the spectrum. But
okay.
Again, just... just highlighting the senior services that are available, yeah. And kind of a fun way to end the week. And then we'll also have an after-school ice cream social, again, back at the HousingNet Community Center. That's at 3 o'clock on Friday, and certainly a great way to end the week.
No question, yeah. Especially it's going to be 85 degrees.
Exactly, perfect day for that.
Excellent. Is CD Week the same week every year, Sean?
It typically follows the week after Easter, uh-huh. because Congress is not in session, or it's a at-work period. So okay. It offers an opportunity for folks like Congressman Lynch to come and actually see these projects in action,
which
is so important. And the Congressman has been such an advocate of the program nationally. I had the opportunity this past January to moderate a roundtable discussion down in Washington, mm-hmm. with congressional staff from Massachusetts. And Congressman Lynch's office was in attendance, and mm-hmm. he spoke very highly of the program. Of course, we know it's been a change in leadership, mm-hmm. in Congress, and so we're not sure what funding will look like for the next couple of years. But we know we certainly do have a very strong partner in Congressman Lynch and appreciate his support.
All right. So that's CD Week. What else is going on?
Well, I'd love to have Jane talk about our CDBG-funded housing rehab program.
Let's do
and
that.
Maybe some talk about the lead abatement program we offer as well.
Yep, Jane Berry, lead program manager, which in itself is relatively new to the city, right, Jane?
Relatively new, yep. It's been around about 3 years.
Okay.
We were actually awarded a second grant for the lead program, so it will be around at least 3 more years.
Okay.
We are offering $20,000 grants, 5-year forgivable loans. So every year we forgive 20% of it. So if you stay in your place home for 5 years, it would be a grant, which is pretty exciting that we can offer that. And it covers lots of things, the lead program. New windows, new doors, often exterior and interior painting. And we like to, if we're going into a home to help repair something, we want to do it all. We're not going to leave a resident, we're just doing the lead.
I see.
And so that's when our CDBG funding comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can use that CDBG funding to help with roof repairs, other health and safety repairs. We also have a CDBG rehab program, and that's a $30,000 loan program. It's a 0% deferred or 0% interest deferred payment loan program.
So how does someone access this program, and who is eligible to receive services?
So the best way to access the program would either be to look on our website, officeofhealthyhomes.org, or to give us a call. My number is 617-376-1054, and obviously we're here every day of the week, every mm-hmm. weekday. And it is income-based, so we are looking to help low to moderate income families in the city of Quincy.
Okay. So what types of documentation does one need to apply? How does the application process work?
Absolutely. So we would verify the applicant's income. So we would look at all of your income documents and bank statements to verify the income. And for the CDBG program, that's basically what we're looking for. Just to make sure that you meet our income requirements.
Okay.
There are a few others for the lead program, verifying that your home is built before 1978. We also have a preference for children under 6 because lead affects children under 6 the most.
Okay. And is this for owners and renters as well?
The lead program
is.
Our CDBG program currently is just for owners.
Just for owners, okay. And do they need to be in their home for a certain amount of time prior to applying? No. They could have bought it yesterday.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good to know. So how many folks have you helped so far, do you know, roughly?
I would say in the last year we've helped at least 50 households.
Okay.
And we're hoping to continue that. Every year we are lucky to help more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to get the word out, let people know that the funding's available.
Okay. And is it up? How does it actually work, the actual process of de-letting, if you will? Does the homeowner, property owner, have to get their own contractor? Do you help with that? How does that actually work?
We do the whole process.
You do
for
the whole
them.
Process?
Yep.
Okay.
So once you apply to the program, we will verify everything and then send contractors to bid on the property.
Okay.
We'll accept the lowest bid. to make sure that they're getting the best deal possible, and then we would fund it from there.
Okay, and who pays? Do you pay them directly, or does the property owner pay?
We pay them.
You pay them directly? So you're like one-stop shopping.
One-stop shop, yeah, okay. We try and make it easy.
Okay, is there a lien attached to the property until the fulfillment is reached?
Until that 5 years up.
Okay, and does this include lead pipes also, or is that a whole separate issue?
It doesn't include lead pipes.
No. Okay.
For the most part in Massachusetts, that's not an issue, and mm-hmm. that there are easy ways to combat that, running cold water for 30 seconds. Mm. But for all of the pipes in the Quincy area, the main lines and things have been replaced.
Okay.
So it would be, if there is lead in pipes, it would be in older homes that they haven't been replaced mm-hmm. in yet. We don't find that to be an issue. It's really the lead paint and the lead dust that affects children the most.
Okay. All right. It's a lot of old housing stock, right, in Quincy
yeah.
and in New England in general, really. So
absolutely.
Do you have any idea about how many properties there are that would qualify for this that don't maybe not know about it yet?
Yeah. In Quincy, I would say there's, we estimated about 75% of homeowners.
Really?
Either their property's old and they meet our income limits, and we would be able to assist them.
Okay, so there's still a vast opportunity out there for folks to take part.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know the rehab program I think is really important too, that maybe a lot of folks don't know about either, to take advantage of, to
yeah.
be able to stay in their homes and bring them up to today's codes and today's energy efficiency standards.
Absolutely. Yeah, we help a lot with the older adult population
sure.
in Quincy
yeah.
with that program. Because the lead program is focused on young families,
mm-hmm.
We find that our CDBG rehab program, we tend to help the older adults more,
yeah.
And we can make cabinets more accessible and help with roof repairs
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and putting in ramps and things
help
like that.
Help them stay in their homes, right?
Absolutely.
They're already, you know, burdened with, I mean, let's face it, we're in high costs. Living state, we know, with the property taxes and cost of living in general. So if they have a furnace breakdown or the roof is leaking, that could really push them over the edge. So this program can help them stay in that home.
Yes. Yep.
Again, the phone number for folks?
Yeah. My number is 617-376-1054.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about with the Healthy Homes program?
The LEAD program actually has a Healthy Homes supplement, which is an extra $5,000. And that is completely a grant from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps with all sorts of things, but they are very specific. It tends to be mold, pests, things that are much more focused on health,
mm-hmm.
safety, things like that, as opposed to repairs in general.
Yep.
We would look more for mold, toxins, radon, anything like that.
Okay, all right. In addition to
yes.
the lead payment.
Yep.
Okay. What's going on?
I know.
Yeah.
Busy. Yeah, we have a lot of funding and we are busy, but that's the best way to be.
Absolutely, yeah. So, well, thank you for sharing that. It's good to
yeah.
know, and hopefully we got the word out for you.
I hope so.
Yeah. Anything else, Sean, we should let folks know about?
Just want to reiterate what Jane said about the 0% interest
yeah.
deferred loan. This is that for seniors.
Yep.
This is $0 out of pocket
right.
For these projects, and that's a big deal.
Sure
when
is.
You're on a fixed income and
yep.
you're trying to decide, you know, if you're going to pay for food or medication.
You don't have to decide. Yeah.
You can do, like she said, you know, a roof siding, new, you know, energy efficient windows,
yes.
handicap accessibility projects. Adds, you know, no out of pocket,
right.
You know, expense to the homeowner. That's huge.
Yes.
For seniors. And, you know, yes, it's a loan, and it needs to be paid back when the house is sold or transferred.
Right.
But think of, you know, the investment and the property value that you're increasing. So, and at 0%,
right.
it more than pays for itself, you
right.
know, when that time comes.
Yeah,
so I really, really encourage all seniors that are interested. And, you know, it is income-based, but seniors are considered what's HUD considers a presumed benefit sort of subpopulation.
Yeah.
You know, so we do have some flexibilities with approving seniors for this program, and
okay.
just can't highlight enough how much we encourage seniors to apply to this program.
And you know, in today's climate of rising interest rates, it has even more value, you know, and more power, you know, to invest in your property that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For folks who want to learn more about CD Week or CDBG program in general, Sean, what's a good way for them to do that?
Yeah, so if folks want to visit our website at quincyma.gov and then flip over to the planning and community development page, we'll have that up there, and I think we'll have something hopefully through QATV as well. Yeah. And if folks have any questions, they can certainly call us at the office or send us an email. Our contact information is up on the website.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Just come and celebrate CD Week, and thanks again for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming over. Good to talk to you both. And thank you for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.